Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Youth Voice Podcast. Here at YVP, we help our youth and each other to normalize different emotions such as anxiety, fear, anger, shame, social phobia, and many more. We want to step out of our comfort zone as young men and as young kings and speak truth on topics that interest us. The goal of this program is to offer some perspective to our peers, listeners, provide tools that will help them make the best decisions for themselves at home, at school, and in the community. I'm your host, Jakari, 15, from Boston, Massachusetts, and one thing about me is I love the color blue. Chris, you want to start off?
My name is Chris. I'm 18. I like making music. My favorite color is... I can't even think of one. I don't know.
My name is Robert. I'm 18. I'm from Boston. My favorite color is purple, and I make music videos and videos in general.
Hola, my name is Tariq Charles. I'm 19. I am a poet.
My name is Jason. I'm 18. My favorite color is black, and I'm a rapper. I like to make music.
Okay. How y'all feeling today?
Yo, my boom play streams is up. That's what's up,
bro.
My boom play.
Feeling good today.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
That's what's up. How you feeling, Jason?
I'm feeling good. Actually, I'm covered right now, but I'm fighting it, dugging it out. So I'm good.
Praying for you, man. We're praying for you, man. All right, so our topic for today is weed. Smoking weed. Let's get in with into the first question. Do y'all think that kids smoking should be normalized? Yes or no, and why?
I think no, because it depends on the age. I would say the ages of like 12 to 13, where a lot of kids... or not a lot, but there's cases where kids start smoking at that age, and I would say that's definitely too early. Once you hit the end of high school, you start becoming an adult. You get to choose if weed is something you would want to indulge in.
Okay. Yo, Tariq, you want to add on to this?
I feel like pretty similarly to Robert, I feel like you have to be at a mature age.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the people in the world that like smoke weed, like the most of the people in the world, I feel like, you know, that smoke weed usually like go to have jobs, have kids, have healthy relationships.
So weed definitely affects everyone differently too. Everyone responds differently.
Exactly.
But Chris, what do you think? You think weed should be normalized for younger ages?
Nah, I think kids shouldn't be worried about smoking weed right now. Like,
yeah.
Nah, it shouldn't be normalized.
I'm not going to lie. I agree with everybody here. I don't think that no kids smoking should be normalized. I feel like kids smoking at a young age is not it, bro. It's not appropriate. I feel like the topic of weed shouldn't even be introduced to children at such a young age, because I feel like certain conversations and certain music can definitely influence a child to smoke or to want to smoke or have the urge to.
Yeah, kids are very, like,
prone.
I want to say, like, innocent and pure. Like, they don't know much about life. So if they're introduced to something like that at an early age, it's going to impact them for, you know, you could say the rest of their lives, really, because that's just the type of age, you know, where that kind of stuff can happen.
Definitely. Let's get into the second question. Did weed impact your mental health? If yes, how? And was it impacted positively or negatively?
Shit. Honestly, I feel like weed impacts your mental health. Like, you get lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't want to do stuff. Sometimes when people are, like, talking to you, you're like, Like, why are you talking to me?
But yeah.
What you think, Tyree?
For me?
Wait.
I think it...
Oh, yeah, Jason's here, too.
Y'all, I totally forgot about Jason.
I think it definitely does. I think for me, like, since I started smoking, like, alone, I noticed that once I start to stop, like, I get, like Tariq said, I get irritable. Like, I can get aggravated really quickly. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it forms that dependency on it. Because I don't even feel myself. Like, I usually... I'm more relaxed now, but once I stop, it's like, I don't know, I get, like, angry.
Yeah. What you think, Tariq?
It's just, only downside is, yeah, probably the side putting effects. It down.
Mm-hmm. How does peer pressure play a part in your actions? Were you influenced by friends? Or something else? Like, how did peer pressure impact your smoking?
I think it was mostly rap music. Like, mm-hmm. Rap music plays a big part.
Definitely. So, for me, I think personally, it would definitely be the rap music. But it wasn't necessarily peer pressure for me. I actually grew up. Let's start off with this. My mom is one of my biggest role models in life, because I feel like I basically only grew up with her. I didn't really have my dad in the picture. Granted, my dad was there, but he wasn't really there. So my mom, I feel like my mom always wakes up, tries to figure out, like, you know, other ways to make her better, and not just herself better, but, you know, us children that she has better. She's also trying to go back to school. She recently graduated from college and is trying to go back. What do you think, Jason?
For peer pressure.
Yeah.
For me, like, how I started smoking was because, like, I was just with a group of friends that were going to do it. And, yeah, there was some interest, but I can't say that, you know, peer pressure doesn't play a role in how young people start smoking. Like, I know a lot of young people who start smoking just because, like, they don't even want to, but people around them are telling them to hit the blunt. So it's like... Mm-hmm. You have to watch out for peer pressure. Like, if young people are listening, like, if you're going to smoke, like, you should do around people that you genuinely trust. Even if, like, you're still young, I don't know. Like, depending on the environment of when you first start to smoke is important. Because, like, that dictates how you're going to look at it. Like, if it's a positive or negative thing.
Definitely hear you.
From my experience, when I first smoked, it was with, like, my older group of friends. And I smoked to be cool. I also wanted to see what it was like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then that kind of formed into a habit. And then what you guys said with the music, that was, like, another... It was, like, a justification almost. It was, like... Oh, they're talking about it in their songs. It must be cool to do. It must be okay. But something that didn't cross my mind was that, you know, it's grown adults saying that, you know, talking about drugs, whatever. And I was a kid at the time, so there's definitely that difference.
Right. My first personal experience smoking, your first time getting high, it's pretty intense. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be daydreaming, everything. And my mom was also home, too. So I didn't want to go in the house and look crazy. So I handed it back to him. And I was able to, you know, hit enough to where I was able to feel it. But after that, I didn't hit it. Next question. What do you think are the consequences of weed? I like this question. I guess I'll start off. I want to start off with saying there's many consequences that vary within the definition of consequences. And what I mean by that is there could definitely be consequences at home and in public places. Consequences at home for smoking weed. Definitely a lot of kids can get in trouble for smoking weed. Outside of home, cops are definitely able to lock you up for smoking weed, especially at a young age. So I feel like this question definitely varies I feel like you should definitely be more specific with this question in a way, because like I said, there's many types of consequences you can get. Consequences at home and consequences in public. What do you think, Jason?
I think just some general consequences you should expect is like a change in your health, a change in your character, a change financially if you begin to indulge like quite frequently. Mm-hmm. I say, yeah, those three are like, you're gonna, those, no matter what, in some way, those are going to be affected. What's wrong with you?
What the rest of y'all think? Yeah, what you think, Robert?
From a young age, if you start smoking, I would say the consequences, first of all, you get lazy no matter what age.
Definitely.
So if you're young smoking, it's definitely going to affect your school and, you know, just your home life. You may not want to do as much. You may stay more in bed, whatever.
So now I have a quote for y'all, right? The quote is, awareness fuels the understanding necessarily to build a better tomorrow. What do y'all think that means?
Awareness builds a better understanding?
Yeah, no, awareness fuels the understanding necessary to build a better tomorrow.
Well, it makes sense, you know, like, if you're aware of something, you're aware of what caused it, what the effects of it is, and that just, obviously, that's going to give you a better understanding of what that, whatever it may be. You have a better understanding of what it is, and once you know, you know, it's like, it's a broad
right.
quote, so, you know, but if you apply it to something,
yeah,
like,
I feel like in this context, you know, people listening, like, now you can kind of get perspective on, like, what's happening to me. Like, I feel different after smoking a lot. Yes, like,
exactly.
Now, like, they understand this. They can like, see, okay, this is what's actually happened. This is why I'm feeling so anxious or paranoid or whatever. This is why I feel so mad after I put weed down for a few days. And they can, like, you know, it what is that? What's the word? It's like, I will not empathy, but, you know, they can relate, and then they can make a better change in their life or something like that. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. I get you.
Yeah.
Adding on to what you said, I feel like this quote definitely applies a lot of pressure to this topic that we have. And I say that because, you know, I'll read the quote again. Awareness fuels the understanding necessary to build a better tomorrow. Now, I feel like with the awareness, like, if you always have to be aware, especially with smoking, you always have to be aware of how much you're smoking. So I feel like if you're aware of how much you're smoking, or let's say you want to quit and you can't quit immediately because you don't know how to just put everything down at one time. I feel like you have to be aware and, like, kind of like put that into place with your smoking if you kind of catch my drift. And then when you do that, you actually, like, be able to kind of, like, better yourself. So I feel like if you're aware of how much you're smoking, you should be, you'll be able to always adapt and be better as a person, kind of thing. But going to, like, tips and stuff, I feel like certain tips and strategies you need is going back to the quote, awareness. You definitely, that's one thing you definitely need is awareness, especially with smoking. I feel like that if you be aware, you're definitely able to, you know, overcome other challenges that you have while smoking, or, you know, even little things, you know what I'm saying? And, like, certain tips. If there's any children out here that smoke, that haven't, or any teenagers, you know, anybody who smokes, basically, that haven't, you know, spoken to anybody about it, spoken to their parents about it, their parents don't know what they do, I feel like you should definitely sit down and have a conversation. I feel like any tips, I feel like just awareness and, like, you know, you should speak to your parents.
Awareness fuels the understanding necessary to build a better tomorrow. I mean, so just knowing your limits. Everybody says they know their limits.
Yeah.
You know, some people don't know their limits until it's too late.
Exactly. Awareness.
I think the quote, like, because the way I'm thinking about it is, like, in a government type of state, it's like, Because if you're in, like, the government, like, you have to be aware of, like, what's happening. And, like, if you want to make a better, like, country, then you have to know what's going on in the country to know what to fix. Because if you don't know what's happening, you're probably just going to, like, do stuff like nobody, like, cares about.
So just knowing your limits.
What do y'all think is the COVID factor of weed? So how does COVID play a part in weed? Jason, would you like to give your thoughts?
Well, I said make sure you don't smoke with anyone who's had COVID. Or honestly, I don't think that's how I got it. I went to a social, like a function party type thing where a lot of people were smoking. And, you know, you can't really smoke with a mask on. So I guess it can help spread. Just be careful. I guess during these times, smoking by yourself or smoking just with a couple friends inside, it's like the best route. But, yeah.
Definitely, definitely. What y'all think? What y'all think?
The first thing that came to mind for me was, like, the lung factor. You know, COVID hits your lungs the most, and smoking may not help with that. And also, when you're smoking, you know, a joint or a blunt with a group of people, one person has COVID, everyone's going to have COVID after that because you just shared a blunt. But, yeah.
What you think, Tariq?
I'm thinking that be responsible.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. All right, y'all ready to wrap this up?
Yeah. Yeah.
I did have a tip.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, so, I have a tip too.
All right. From my experience with weed, not the biggest takeaway I have, but one of the biggest way it affected me was it brought anxiety into my life. So I would say if you're smoking weed, especially at a young age, and you suffer from that, I would say
don't
smoke weed.
Yeah, don't.
You know. And be aware of your thoughts. That's probably goes back to that quote, be aware of what your thoughts are. And yeah. So if you struggle with that, don't smoke weed.
Definitely, definitely. Jason, you got any tips?
Yeah, like Rob said, really pay attention to your thoughts and like who you are. Like try to notice those little changes in your everyday. Like notice how you talk to people or notice how you are by yourself or how you just think to yourself. Like, are your thoughts changing because of how you're smoking? Because, you know, that could be a deciding factor whether you should keep going or not. Yeah, that's it. All
right, well.
This has been, let me close this out, Jakari. All
right, you can go ahead, bro.
You know what I'm saying? This has been the YVP, you know what I'm saying? Thank you very much for tuned in with us. Sure. It's been Jakari.
Sir.
Nori Benz, aka Robert.
Rocco Noah, Chris, you know the
guys. Tariq Charles, Ren Amendala.
Jakari.
Jason, where you
AKA
at?
AKA Kari. Yeah.
And Jason.
And Jason.
So we y'all, we'll see you guys later. Before I end this, I do want to say this quote one more time for y'all out there. Awareness fuels the understanding necessary to build a better tomorrow. I repeat it. Awareness fuels the understanding necessary to build a better tomorrow. Y'all make sure y'all keep that quote in lock. Make sure y'all remember that because that definitely will help you, especially with the topic of weed and smoking.
Y'all gonna be on PlayStation later?
Sheesh, I'm gonna be on PlayStation later.